The Kingston Canadian Film Festival is returning for their 25th year with more local films on the docket than ever before. KCFF 2025 will present 5 Made in Kingston films, the most ever, at the festival next month, in addition to 8 short films produced through their local shorts program. This will also mark the world premiere for many of these films. This comes as Kingston's film sector is potentially on the cusp of some major growth. Ambitious actors in Kingston's film scene have been pioneering a new era, which includes an emphasis on homegrown start-to-finish productions and possibly a brand new film studio in town for this purpose before the year is up. Festival director Mark Garness spoke with CFRC about this year's elevated local film presence. This is the most local films to be featured at KCFF. I was wondering if you could speak to that and what it says about Kingston's film industry.
Yeah, well, I think when I started, my first year at the festival was 2000, and I started in 2012. My first festival was 2013, and we didn't have any local features that year. And it was in those early days for me, it was very rare to even see a local feature. We would maybe get one like every other year type thing, but we had a local shorts program, which that's been here for 25 years, and it's always been a really strong program. Oftentimes it's a lot of film students at Queen's creating those films, but one thing I've noticed is just more filmmakers living here year round and in the community making films. So I think like through Queen's, there's always been a strong output of short films, but now we're seeing more shorts being created by people in the community. And then also the big thing I'm noticing is more features now. So like this year we have, I think we have four locally produced features. And last year, I think we had 3. So now it seems like year in, year out, we have a few features being made by Kingstonians, which was something I didn't see in my early days.
Mm-hmm. And has it been a kind of like a slow progression to get here, did you find, or was there kind of a big boom of local filmmaking?
Yeah, I would say it was more gradual. Like I think when I started, it was just like, yeah, like I said, it was very rare to see a local feature. And then I don't know, one year we maybe had 2, and then one year we had 3. And so it's kind of been gradual. And Kingston had its got a film office, I think it was in 2019, so that certainly helped. And Alex was the original film officer as well, so and he's maintains a close connection to the festival to this day, and has been on the board and was the early director as well. So I know he's when he was in that role was always looking up for the festival as well. So yeah, I think now with more supports in place like the film office, and then I think also locals knowing that there is a exhibition space for their films if they do create one, like knowing that KCFF will play them, I think is both those things have led to a higher output.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and it's the 25th anniversary. I was wondering if you could speak a bit to the festival's growth and how that's kind of coincided or had a relationship with our local film industry growth till now.
Yeah, like it's so every year I've been with the festival, like other than the pandemic years, which just is not really a comparable, but every like I guess non-compromised festival has grown in attendance. And you know, just tying it back to the local stuff, I think anytime you can include a local film or more local talent in the lineup, it's bringing in people that may not show up otherwise. So, you know, for example, like we have an 18 millimeter program, which is youth filmmakers, and you know, they're bringing a mom and dad and brother and sister and friends and family that are there to support their kid, and they are often coming to the festival for the first time through that path. And then I think once they're there, they're like, oh, there's a lot more to this festival than I realized, and you know, maybe I'll go check out another film. So it's been, I think, including some of the local productions has been a way to, provide a new point of entry into the festival for some people who've maybe known about it, but have never actually taken a chance on it. So that's not why we do it, to grow the festival. We do it to support the local filmmakers, but it is a nice byproduct of including more local, is that I think our core audience does grow.
Garness also included one of the local films in his highlights for this upcoming festival.
It's a tie between many things, but I would say Single Woman Seeking Child is one that I'm excited for, but also proud of. We had a 25th anniversary contest last year. It was a script reading contest where we had five people do live pitches in front of a jury, and Blaine Waters was the filmmaker who won. So we helped fund his new short film that's going to be playing at the festival this year. And yeah, it was all shot in Kingston. So you'll see like lots of downtown familiar landmarks, and it's a story about his family and him growing up here. And it's only 15 minutes, but he nailed it. It's amazing. It's got like the arc of like a full 90-minute feature film. I don't know if his intention is to make it into a feature or not. Like, it's pretty hot off the press. Yeah, I know he's bringing his family over to the premiere at the festival. And so, yeah, it was just nice to be involved in it, going back to last festival and knowing that we had a hand in bringing this to life by funding it and then now premiering it at the festival. So I guess if I was forced to pick one, that would be the one I'm looking most forward to.
Once again, that was Mark Garness, Executive Director of the Kingston Canadian Film Festival, on this year's record number of local productions being featured. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.